Real quick note before we get started. If you're someone who truly finds the content in this podcast valuable, I ask that you please rate it and share it with your colleagues. In doing so, you can help us reach more bankers who are struggling to find sales advice that truly serves them. All right, let's get into it. The truth is, a client who doesn't feel like we truly care about them is unlikely to book an appointment, leaving us both at a loss. Can you sense the stark difference between these two approaches? One feels impersonal and, to be honest, a little cold, while the other speaks directly to the heart of the client. Welcome to the Banking on Sales Success podcast. I'm your host, Brian Drake. After a decade-long journey working in the banking industry, I learned a lot about what works and what doesn't, and now I'm sharing those insights with you. If you've been in the banking industry for some time, you've probably realized that the majority of sales advice out there isn't built for us. Let's dive into the episode. Hello, and welcome to episode 5 of Banking on Sales Success. Today, we're going to dive deep into a critical topic that plays a pivotal role in how we as bankers interact with our clients, discussing the client's desired future financial state. Let's face it, the last thing we want is to be perceived as a banker who is self-centered, only focused on opportunities rather than genuinely caring for our clients. The truth is, a client who doesn't feel like we truly care about them is unlikely to book an appointment, leaving us both at a loss. That is why today's topic is so crucial. Picture this scenario. A client walks into your office, and without taking the time to understand their unique financial situation, you plunge right into offering them a financial review. You may start off by asking them, "When was the last time you met with your advisor? When was the last time you had your portfolio reviewed?" While this might sound like an efficient approach, it's not very personal, and it hardly resonates with the client. A typical referral recommendation could sound something like, "Hey, if we can give you reassurance that your financial plan is on track to help you reach your financial goals, and we can help give you confidence knowing you're not taking on too much risk or paying too much in fees, would you find that valuable and worth your time?" While this statement isn't inherently wrong, it's not personalized, and it fails to invoke a deep sense of desire within the client. Now, let's flip the script. Imagine you've taken the time to delve into their desired financial future state and retirement plans. The referral recommendation now transforms into something more like, "Hey, if we can give you reassurance that you're on track to retire at 62 with enough money to fulfill your travel dreams and peace of mind knowing you won't run out of money during retirement, something I know you've expressed concern about, would you find that valuable and worth your time?" Can you sense the stark difference between these two approaches? One feels impersonal and, to be honest, a little cold, while the other speaks directly to the heart of the client. Here's how we make this shift. Start by asking the client, "What does success look like to you in terms of your retirement?" Once they share, follow that with, "Well, what will enjoying and experiencing retirement ideally look like to you on a week-to-week or month-to-month basis?" And allow them to share with you a vision of what their retirement ideally looks like. Then transition it into, "How much money do you think you'll need during retirement to fund this lifestyle?" And finally, ask them, "How much money do you currently have working for you now in order to reach this goal?" These questions build a foundation of understanding and compassion, fostering a client-banker relationship that's based on mutual respect and a genuine interest in the client's financial future. After engaging in this way, the recommendation for a referral becomes meaningful and, more importantly, more likely to be accepted. Remember, our ultimate aim isn't just to secure appointments or make sales. It's to guide our clients towards a financially secure future, a future they have envisioned for themselves, a future they truly desire. Thank you for joining me today on this episode of Banking on Sales Success. I'm Brian Drake, your host. Until our next episode, keep challenging the status quo. And remember, your potential for remarkable success is within reach. Good luck to you guys.